I was at the bank and this lady was in front of me and she said something about this is where we exercise our patience or something like that. And she said something to where thank God or Jesus or something like that. I can't remember what it was that she said. I said, "Do you want me to break down the word patience for you?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, PA is Pa, God the Father. T is the cross. I is Iosus, Jesus in the Greek, you know. EN is in. CE is spirit walking. C is agape. E is a spirit. In Spanish, a spirit. And you know it's spirit because it's A, B, C, D, E. Your thumb is your power. Your thumb is your power. You can't grasp anything without this. You can't use your hand without your thumb. Emmanuel, hand, manual. Anyway, I didn't tell her all that, but I told her, I said, Pa, through the cross, gave us Jesus so we could walk in the spirit, which is patience. Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, so forth. Patience. So I broke down the word patience, and then she had some orange shoes on. I said, "You know what the color orange means?" She said, "What?" I said, "It means walking in the spirit, because orange, when you look, go to an intersection, you see the orange hand." And I told her five fingers represents the spirit. And the orange is the only fruit that is named by its color. Orange, an orange is called an orange, the color orange. And so it's a fruit of the spirit. Orange is the color orange is fruit of the spirit. And you know it's true because there's a holographic pattern. When you go to this crosswalk over here, it's the crosswalk, cross. Walk, take up your cross. The symbol is orange. And she was in line, and I said the color blue. They said put blue fringes on your. The Bible says put blue fringes to Israel to remind them of the law. Red represents grace and the blood. So you got blue, the Old Testament. Red, the New Testament. Law to grace. You're moving from law to grace. You're being birthed from law to grace. You're being birthed from religion to relationship. You're being birthed from legalism to freedom. You're being birthed from a religious, bound, lost sinner, hell-bound sinner, into grace, eternal life. The whole Bible's showing you how you've been birthed. Hebrews, he brews you. Hello. I'm going down the street and there's a one-way sign. There's only one way, and that's through Jesus. And notice the one-way sign is black and white. That's the cross. And notice it's got an arrow on the front of the little arrow's got a point pierced. Jesus was pierced on the cross, and it's on a pole. The one-way sign's on a pole, which is a post. Hella, it's right there. The signs are everywhere. The images are everywhere. The words are everywhere. The Bible is everywhere. You're in it. You're in it. You can't hide from it. The only reason you can't see it is because you're in the flesh mind. The spirit mind will open your eyes. Tree, true, faithful, faith. You want longevity? You walk by faith. You want stability, you walk by faith. Tree, true, faithful, faith. A tree is faithful, it's dependable, it's stable, it endures a lot of storms. Tree, true, faithful, faith. Look it up in the etymology. If I'm lying, I'm dying. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Think about that saying. The devil's a liar. Liars go to the grave, death, murder, liar. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Hello. Even the sayings you speak are telling you the truth, that the devil's a liar. And if you want to follow the devil, you're in death. You're going to die in your sins. It'll be terrible to be born in sin, have an opportunity to get out of it and go have eternal life and have your sins cleansed, but you get born in sin and then you die in your sin. That would be a terrible place. That'd be terrible. That'd be terrible. Think about it. You're born in sin. You have all these opportunities to live and you die in sin because you reject Christ. You reject Jesus because you choose death over life. Okay, those who are on the fence post or on the fence, should we follow Jesus or not? Who spoke it into reality? Jesus. Who is eternal life? Jesus. Did you speak it into it? No. Are you eternal life on your own? No. So why not run to Jesus who spoke it all into existence and holds it all together? You would be stupid not to do it. Because you are not eternal life on your own. Only Jesus is. Why would you reject the Savior who created you and made a way of escape? Why would you reject eternal life? It don't make sense. It don't make a lick of sense. It don't make a lick of sense. Hello? If you're straddling the fence, is what I meant to say. If you're straddling the fence, why? Did you speak all this into existence? Are you holding it all together? Jesus holds it all together. Why are you straddling the fence? Why are you kicking against the prick? Why are you kicking against the truth, which is going to prick you until you receive it and get in tune with it? And there's another word I decoded today. Attune. Opportunity. O-P-P-O. Tune. Opportune time. Now is an opportune time. O-P-P-O. The womb and the seed come together, face to face, in union, in tune, and they birth. So when you come across an opportunity, take it, and you're going to have a birthing. You're going to have a birthing. I have got to get me some of this basic stuff on a piece of paper and carry it with me in my car, because when I have opportunity, some people want to hear more about the code, but I don't have the paper with me. Uh-oh. I'm out in the middle of an intersection because of a tattoo shop. Everybody's trying to turn into the tattoo shop. How stupid. 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 Insanity. Ridiculous. The tattoo. Bible says don't put no markings on your body. If you did it, you did it. You learn. You don't. As enough years, you're going to say, I wish I wouldn't have done that. But that's all right. We all do things we wish we should have done. The signs are everywhere. Haven't decoded the phonics, but I'm sure the gospel's encoded in the phonics. The way you speak, the way your tongue or your lips or your mouth is shaped will preach Christ somewhere deep down. I just haven't done the decode. I don't think I have a lifetime long enough to do that, because I've got to be really deep. I already know it's there. I don't need to even do it. I just know it's there because I can see if you can hear the train in the background, what is a train? It's in series, it's in sequence. You're in a training program. You're in a simulated training program, which is a three-dimensional experience, EXPERI, out perimeter. It's going around you to teach you and train you. how to walk in the Spirit. Everything in front of you is preaching Christ. Everything. And not only everything in front of you, but everything inside you. Everything all around you. Everything. Even the way your brain works. Crossing over, it preaches Jesus. Everything preaches Jesus. Crossword puzzle. I even told her that. I said, what's the puzzle like? We've been playing crossword puzzles our whole life, and the puzzle is the cross and the word. She heard that. She said, praise God. When I told her that, she said, praise God, hallelujah. She said, I ain't never heard this stuff before. I started to say, I know you hadn't, because it was specially revealed to me for some reason. I'm sure other people have seen some stuff, but I promise you, this gift is a rare gift. It's a rare gift.